Hello, welcome to Spruce Cast, where I share with you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. In today's episode, I just want to take a few minutes and talk to you about my thoughts around labor. I find a lot of people who are working really hard on their goals, their plans, and they have become achievers in their fields. Like, I admire them a lot. I take a lot of time to admire persons who have reached some level of success in whatever field or whatever endeavor they have chosen. But then, most of the time, in the midst of my ecstasy, my celebration of their success, I'm usually stopped. Especially when I begin to think around their labels and what the words of their labels are. I give thoughts most often about what happens if this person who is succeeding this way just drops dead. Okay, you can judge me to say that I think about death a lot. I can't deny that I really do think about death, but not in the sense of fear, okay? But it helps me to calculate a number of things sometimes. So that's what I was saying. I think about their labors, how much effort they put in to build the stuff they've built, and then have become high achievers, high flyers in their fields. And then I ask myself, this empire, these achievements that these persons are making, what becomes of them the moment they drop dead, the moment that happens to them? This is especially when I look around and I don't find a couple of persons or a number of persons who are under these persons and learning their craft from them. Okay? Because most of the time, whatever you are doing, for it to continue after you are gone from this space would be as a result of the persons you live with that achievement, or who you live with your labors. So what becomes of your labors, I'm asking today, if after you've taken all the pains, taking all the troubles to build what you're building, and then there's nobody to take over from you? I don't know if that means anything to you, but to me it does. So I thought to share and to ask you, what are your plans for your exit? Who are you preparing to take over your labors? Who are you preparing to value the pain, the process that you've gone through, that you've been through to get to the level of success where you are right now? That job, that work, all right, that's taken your attention, that you have invested years upon years of hard work into. If something happens to you right now and then you cannot continue, do you have someone who you can trust to carry on that project, to carry on that work, to carry on that company, to carry on that idea that you so cherished enough to put in most of your lifetime into building? I mean, of what use is the wealth? Of what use is the success? Of what use is the results you are making if they cannot be passed on to the generation after you? If you cannot find someone who would outlive you and then help your visions and your achievements outlive you too, what use are they? What use are all your labors if there's nobody to carry on this work after you've gone? So that's my question today. And then, to keep my mouth shut and get out of your ears, I'll quickly suggest that you look at it properly. Who is learning from you? Can you find anyone who you can successfully hand over what you're doing, then take a break from it, say 1 year, say 2 years, and then when you come back, that stuff will still be flourishing? If you can't find anyone, then I think my voice came to you at the right time, now that you're still very much alive, very much actively in labor. So I suggest to you today, ma, sir, young girl, young boy, whatever you're building, get someone who can help your visions outlive you. Until I see you again, make all the progress you can, make all the success you can, get all the results you can, but most importantly, find someone who can help all of these outlive you. Thank you.